You can scream and shout with all your might. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. Either you are wrong or I am right.
Oh my God. Yes, I am here. Great one. Are you still... Oh, man. Are you still watching the Russian athlete babes? Yes, I am. Okay. Six minutes and 50 seconds into the video. Number 26. OMG. Take her home. Oh my God. Yeah, I wonder if these girls are available as Russian mail order brides. Oh man. Damn. This is good video. This is really nice. Oh, that's good. Yes. Oh, what the hell is that, sweetheart? Fucked up. Oh, damn. You know, all these Russian chicks in this video, too, they're all very scantily clad, thank God. You know what I'm noticing? There's virtually no tattoos. Like, if you see a woman here in the People's, well, chick, girl, whatever, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, in this age range, and she's wearing these little bitty short shorts like this and a little halter top type thing where you can see pretty much all of her legs and all of her arms and her midriff. I mean, you're going to see tattoos everywhere. God, they're so fucking skanky. They're just these tattooed, pierced freaks. And these Russian athletic chicks, ooh, damn. Oh, she's cute. These Russian athletic chicks, man. I've seen one tattoo so far. Oh, and one pierced stomach. That whole stomach piercing thing. That is... What, God, that's fucking gross. All right. We did not... Ooh. Hold on. I gotta watch this girl. Great one. This is not what we came here for. Yes, it is. Oh, damn. All right, let's see if this jerk makes it. Oh, yes. Oh, Russian collusion. Oh, yes. All right, enough fucking... Yes, between shows there, I went over and I wanked off in the sink. All right, we're back. And this is a continuation of previous episode 543. I'm just picking up. We're going. There's not going to be any fucking around here. There's already been enough fucking around.
Have a vested interest in cutting corners. Now, you might, right? You're going to push it as much as you can to save as much time and energy and money as you can. Mm-hmm. But once you go over that edge, yeah, you don't want to be known as the guy that you tighten something too much so that you flooded the house. Or when you're building a house.
You're thinking logically, though.
Yeah, see, you're thinking logically. See, Dave, let me explain. Let me, Joe Rogaine, explain to you your problem here, Dave. See, you're thinking logically. And the average person, the average citizen in the United States, doesn't think logically. That's why we need democracy. We need these people who don't think logically to make decisions about who's going to make their decisions for them. Because they can't think logically. I really don't understand why people can't figure out why that's a bad idea. I'm just baffled by this whole fucking cult of democracy, right? It's right up there with the atheist and the secularist who can't shut up about God.
When people fuck things up and short things and do things terrible, they're not thinking logically.
But I don't think it's the government. I don't think it's the government that they're like, the government gave me this regulation, so that's why I'm going to do it right.
Well,
Right, it's like, well, you know, the drug dealers, when you make guns illegal, the drug dealers are going to be like, well, I'm not going to take my gun out today and shoot anybody because the government made it illegal.
Didn't have any regulations. There'd be no incentive whatsoever to do it right.
No, there would be an incentive.
See, if there were no regulations, there would be no incentive to do it, building a house, right. So the only reason anybody builds the house right is because of regulations. These same people can vote, not a problem, but they only build the house right because of regulations. See, this is the whole status mentality. Why the only reason people don't steal from other people is because of laws. The only reason people don't rape other people is because of laws. This the whole thing of how if there's no regulations, everybody's just gonna run down the street, going wild, raping and killing and burning. And this is where, let me go ahead and introduce my brilliance right here. This is the manifestation of what I now call the mythological other people. See, we all know about the royal we, right? We all know about the royal we. This is always invoked. We did this, we did that, we think we want, oh, the royal we is in the house. Now, there's also they say, right? There's this they out there. They are doing this. They are doing that. They say this. They said that. They. This is the imperial they. The imperial they. They say, oh, is that what they say? And then we have the mythological other people. You see, Joe Rogan, who was in construction business himself, if he hasn't said that already in the video, he will. He was in the construction business. See, and Joe knows. See, the only reason people build houses that aren't dangerous is because of regulations. Which means one of two things. Either Joe himself, if it were not for regulations, would have built houses that were dangerous, thus telling us that Joe is not a very good person and shouldn't be trusted. Or Joe will say to us, oh, well, I mean, I would build houses that were safe, but there are these mythological other people that they would build houses that aren't safe. Right? See, we have to have laws against murder. Because if there's no law against murder, then everybody's going to run down the street and kill other people. And so when someone says this to you, what you say to them is, well, what you mean by that is you would run down the street and kill people. And they're going to say, well, no, not me, but other people. Oh, it's other people. You see, we need the regulations and the laws against building houses that fall down and stealing money and raping women and murdering people. See, those laws and regulations, those are needed not for you. No, not for you, because you would never do those things. But those regulations and laws are needed for these other people who would do all of these terrible things. Well, can you tell me the names of these other people who would kill people if it were not against the law to kill people? Can you tell me the name of one of these people? Well, no, you can't, because they are mythological. These are the mythological other people that statists invoke to justify the need for a government to have all of these regulations and laws and bureaucracies to tell everybody what's right and what's wrong. Because you see, it's never them. They would never do anything wrong. They would never build a house that would fall down. But oh, those other people in the construction business, well, they would build houses that would just collapse.
There were no inspectors. No one was going to check their stuff and make sure that their stuff was up to code. Listen, man, I was in construction.
Listen, you don't need government to have inspectors, and you don't need government to have standards. Well, okay, maybe you do, and that's the whole point, is if the, once again, if the only place you can get your meaning, your standards, your codes, all of this stuff is from someone else, this is what makes you inferior, right? When I talk about the inferior people and the superior people, I could go down a long tangent here, but I'm going to try to restrain myself, right? This is when I make fun of the fucking Christians and the Jews, right? Well, Moses had to go up there and God had to write on a fucking rock not to kill other people. Because what, you guys were too stupid to know that killing other people is a bad idea until God wrote it on a fucking rock for you? Okay, that's called inferiority. I mean, if you really need some outside entity to tell you that just randomly killing people is a bad idea, you might not be that fucking smart. Okay, if you're going to go into business creating value for other people by building houses for them for which they will pay you, and then you build houses that fall down and kill people, okay, you might not be a very good person. And this assumption that statists have, and this is how the statist goes through their life, and this goes back to the Why Statism series, right? Statism is based on fear. All of these people, like Joe Rogan, are terrified that other people are out to get them. See, now Joe, he's a great guy. He would never build a house that's going to fall down. But all these other people, they will. Because these other people, they're terrible people. Not like him. Oh no, he's okay. He's got morals and ethics, and he doesn't need the government to tell him what's right and wrong, but those other people do.
In my whole life, my dad's an architect.
Yeah.
I've been in construction since I was a little kid. You fucking need regulations. These guys...
You need regulations. Okay, so he's speaking from experience, he claims. I'm not saying he wasn't in construction. So he was in construction and he saw a bunch of scumbags who were cutting the corners and yada yada and not obeying the regulations. Okay, once again, does this mean that we need regulations, or does that simply tell us something about the people he's working with?
A lot of people that are in construction, they'll do whatever the fuck they can to make money. And it's not good for the people that have the house, because they might have that house for 5-10 years before that problem manifests itself.
Oh, you mean kind of like democracy, where people will say whatever they need to get elected, and then they'll do things like, I don't know, implement socialized health care, which the full effects of which don't really manifest until 5 or 10 years later.
The people who are establishing these codes are licensed builders or people that have been involved in construction for a long fucking time, and they know what's safe and what's not safe. That's
okay, so the people establishing the codes, see, they know what they're doing because they've worked in the construction industry for a long time. You know, the construction industry where everybody, according to Joe, everybody cuts corners and does things that are unsafe if there's no regulations. So the people creating the regulations are the same people who worked in the industry and did things that were unsafe and cut corners and didn't care and only cared because of the regulations. Well, you see, we have this counseling center for women who have been raped, and all of our counselors are men who have raped women. So if everybody in the construction industry is going to cut corners to save money and endanger the people in the house, or at the very least inconvenience the people in the house, to tell me that the regulations are made by people who work in this industry where you just told me everybody wants to cut corners and save money, this is not impressing me. This is not impressive.
Why those codes exist. It exists to protect the consumers. You can't just protect the consumers through the market.
No, they don't exist to protect the consumers. They exist to inflate things. They exist to create jobs for the people who enforce the codes. They exist as a way of generating more tax revenue.
Because it takes a long time for these problems to become a real issue, and these problems could potentially damage everybody in the neighborhood. It's not just going to affect the person on this one lot. Like if a fire starts, it burns all the houses in the neighborhood, or if a flood happens and it floods everyone downhill.
Or, I don't know, if your government starts a war in another country, or your government has taxation. Yeah, all these things that could affect everybody. Yeah.
It's a real problem. Absolutely. You have to be real careful with construction.
I get it. And
you have to be real careful.
My dad wasn't in construction, so I'm not privy to like all of that, the little stuff. But I genuinely believe that as a general level, people have a vested interest in, especially now because of phones and apps and Yelp and all the things, doing good work, because that's how you will get more work.
I agree.
You're never going to remove the people who will do shoddy, shitty, malicious shit.
Right, and we call them politicians, and these same stupid people keep electing them.
But you can keep them at bay with regulation.
You can keep the shittiness at bay with regulations. Okay, and what we see here, again, this is the fundamental worldview of the statist, all right? There are these evil, stupid people out there who are going to do bad things, and we can keep them at bay with regulations. Or, here's an alternative, or we could get rid of the welfare and the regulations, let these people expose themselves for who they are, and then let them die. Statism is all about keeping the evil, inferior, scumbag people alive, because those are the people who need the government. And those are the people who will support the government.
It's like, what's the solution if someone pollutes?
The solution is the same thing it always is. Natural selection.
If you're not going to have regulation, what is the solution if someone does something that's illegal?
Okay, if you don't have regulations, then nothing is illegal.
Well, if you're not going to have a regulation, it wouldn't be illegal. But your question is...
Got low-hanging fruit, man, but everybody got to grab it.
Well, it's illegal to dump things into the river, right? I mean,
No. Actually, in a lot of third-world countries, the river is exactly where they take a dump because they're so enlightened. I mean, they're so much superior to the racist white people in Europe and North America.
It's just illegal. Right, so that's not a matter of regulation. I mean, polluting, willful poisoning of rivers.
I'm sure is actually
eco-terrorism.
Illegal. Right.
It would be a bunch of like.
So what those guys would argue is what I said before, which is that ultimately, especially now because of technology, like in the old days. So like every time someone cuts regulation, I've heard Bill Maher say this a lot. They're going to start polluting the river immediately.
Right, and this is the other statist thing. Oh my God, as soon as they reduce this regulation, people are going to rush out and do these terrible things. First of all, how many people actually know when regulations disappear or whatever? I mean, who knows? Nobody knows all the regulations that exist as it is. So how the hell do you know when a regulation goes away? But once again, this whole idea that there's all of these myths, and it's never the person, you know, it's Bill Maher says, right? It's never Bill Maher. Like if they take away this regulation that says you can't dump radioactive waste into the river, right? Is Bill Maher going to run out and dump radioactive waste into the river? No. It's the mythological other people who are going to run out and dump this radioactive waste into the water.
That implies that these businessmen, whatever they're, you know, whatever industry that they're in, that they're immediately going to be like, ha, the regulation's gone, start polluting the water. We live in a time now where everyone's walking around with an iPhone, where maybe 50 years ago you could have got away with a lot of bad shit, right? Mm-hmm. Coal miners that were breathing all kinds of horrible shit that nobody was ever going to find out about, where now everybody is walking around with Snapchat and Instagram and blah, blah, blah. So a lot of this stuff would be exposed more so that all of the things that we've been talking about for the last couple of...
Okay, Now let me jump in, because I agree with this and I don't agree with this. In theory, what Dave is saying is correct, because now that we have all this technology, you got the internet and you got the ability to easily record information and disseminate information, and thus, you know, somebody is doing something terrible and wrong or whatever, you get some evidence on that, you throw it on the internet, and it goes from there. The problem with that is that only holds traction in a society which is not dominated by parasites. Let's look at an example here. We got the WikiLeaks, right? And the WikiLeaks dumped the Vault 7 stuff about how the government is spying on everybody, and we know about the fucking software the government has put on people's home computers and all, just all this other shit. And how many people give a shit? How many people care? How many people know anything about it? Virtually no one. Because number one, there's so much information you can't sort through it all. Because number two, people just really don't care. As long as they can watch football or the fucking The Bachelorette or whatever, they don't really care. And those, once again, those are the inferior people. So when you've got this society where it's 80% inferior, just saying, well, if somebody's polluting the river, I'll take a picture of it with my iPhone and put it on the internet, and that's going to solve the problem. Well, it's not, because 80% of the people who see that picture are inferior. They don't care. You've got democracy. You've got the corruption. You got the yada, yada, yada. It's not a technical term, I know. That's a description of my emotions. That was not a fucking philosophical term. It just doesn't work. That system of checks and balances can work. It can, in theory, work. But it cannot work in the society we have right now. Which is unfortunate, but true.
Flowers about people getting involved, a lot of the things I think would start self-regulating. But again, and then I won't say it again, I'm not for just deregulating everything. I just...
Right, again, well, I'm not for deregulating everything. I'm still a statist.
I think there's probably better ways to do it than just having the government come in and say, this is what you got to do, and now figure it out. Because the government isn't that good at most things.
I like how the entire time he's arguing for deregulation, and then when Joe Rogan's like, listen, that makes absolutely no sense, and here's why, he pivots to, no, I'm not calling for getting rid of all these regulations.
Okay, so this is the inferiority of the brain of someone who has a channel called Secular Talk. And I don't know anything about this guy other than he looks really gay. You can call for deregulation. You can say, hey, removing some regulations is a good idea without getting rid of all regulations. I mean, it's not an all or nothing thing.
And then he proceeds to continue to make the argument to get rid of all regulations.
No. See, he was arguing to get rid of all regulations. No, Dave Rubin is not arguing to get rid of all regulations. You just said that Dave Rubin said that he's not in favor of getting rid of all regulations, and then you said he's arguing to get rid of all regulations. See, this is why I fucking despise people who have to lead and describe themselves with words like atheist or secular, because they're always garbage. They're always shit. These are some of the most shit pieces of humans on the fucking planet Earth.
So he's trying to have it both ways. He's trying to give himself the wiggle room to say, okay, if this is coming across really stupid, then I don't mean it literally. But at the same time, I'm going to go ahead and make these arguments where the conclusion of the points I'm making, it's let's not have regulations.
No, once again, retard. Fucking retard. Dave Rubin is a minarchist. He is not opposed to all regulations. He's not opposed to all regulations. He's opposed to some regulations, opposed to many regulations, but no, he is not a fucking anarchist. He is not making any argument at any fucking point for the elimination of the federal government and of all laws and regulations. He is simply pointing out that many of the functions performed by regulatory agencies could, in theory, be performed by private institutions and private individuals and done via Yelp and the internet and all this other stuff. Once again, I think Dave's plan there is not likely to manifest in reality because of the low intelligence of people who call themselves secularist and the low intelligence of 80% of the population and the dumbed down of our democratic nation and the prime directive and, you know, all of this other horseshit. But he is not a fucking anarchist arguing for the elimination of all regulations. This is just strawmanning, which is exactly what I expect from a homosexual who calls himself a secularist.
So it's just, it's really slimy. And
no, you're really slimy.
There are a lot of bad points there, so...
There's a lot of bad points there. The only point I've made so far is when I said that Dave Rubin was arguing to get rid of all regulations, but then saying there were some regulations, which is a straw man argument.
Let's go through it. The idea that, iPhones or Yelp will somehow be sufficient in making sure that corporations don't cut corners, I mean, that's... That's almost so silly as to not merit comment. I mean, do we have...
In other words, you can't think of a good response for it. I can think of a good response for it. No, the cell phones and the Yelp are not going to control the corporations. Neither are the regulations. Because there's this thing that maybe as a secularist faggot you haven't heard of this. It is called regulatory capture. So no, the corporations are not going to be controlled by cell phones and Yelp, but nor are they going to be controlled by the government.
Have to go through the thousands of examples of, yes, even the media, which is, it's a lot more than just an iPhone video going viral, right? Like the mainstream media apparatus going, oh shit, look at what happened with GE polluting the Hudson River. And even that, that's not enough to get them to do the right thing. You need the government to step in and say, listen, if you don't do the right thing, then there's going to be a giant penalty here.
And who gets to determine what the right thing is?
So, and that's the point, is Dave Rubin, it acts like a guy who's 14 years old who just...
Oh, here we go. See, the old, well, libertarians, they just live in their mom's basement and they're 14-year-old children who read Ayn Rand and they're just not mature. See, once again, this is the statist argument. Maturity is figuring out that you need other people to tell you the difference between right and wrong. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No, it's not you, because you know the difference. But it's those mythological other people. See, GE needs the government to tell them what's right and what's wrong, because all the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who work at GE, none of them can figure out the difference between right and wrong. But of course, you can. But all of those other people, they need the government to control them, because they don't know the difference between right and wrong. Yet, oddly, you continue to give your money to GE by buying their products.
Just read his first Ayn Rand book and, like, instantly agreed with all of it and thought, like, oh, this is brilliant. I never heard of this before. I guess greed might be good. And, dude, you're a grown-ass man. You're not 14 years old anymore. Listen, I'll be totally upfront with you guys. When I was in my early teens, yeah, I read some Ayn Rand books, and I was...
You were gay, yes.
Somewhat convinced by them, and I was like, oh, shit, this is interesting. I never thought of it in this way. But then you grow out of that phase, which...
See, but then you grow out of it. Then you realize you need the government to provide for you. You grow up, and you become dependent on the government.
And you realize that the overwhelming weight of the empirical evidence is in the opposite direction. See, that's the thing. Libertarians and anarcho-capitalists, they...
Okay, libertarians and anarcho-capitalists are not the same fucking thing, but once again, when you're a secular faggot, you don't really know what you're talking about.
Have all these theories like, well, if this happens, then this is the way that people will react in the marketplace.
Oh, but of course, as a statist, you don't have any theories such as, oh, if the government controls healthcare, this is how people will react in the marketplace. You see, only libertarians and anarcho-capitalists have theories about what would happen if something else happens. See, statists never have that. Statists have no theories about, well, this is what would happen if we invaded Afghanistan. Really? You don't have any theories about what would happen if you did other stuff? That's a fucking fascinating worldview. Do you think that things like don't happen because of other things? How do you not have theories of what would happen if you did something? I mean, I have a theory of what would happen if I slam my head into the wall. Are you saying you don't have a theory of what would happen if you slam your head into the wall?
But it turns out that the evidence is the exact opposite. It's not true. If you get rid of the regulations, everything basically self-regulates and it works out. It is just objectively, empirically false.
Okay, and can you give us some citations on this?
When you look at the actual data and you,
what
and
data?
You look at the historical record. So
what fucking data? Waiting for you to present the data.
Let me give some examples.
Oh, here we go.
Glass-Steagall. This is a perfect example. Now, that was repealed by Bill Clinton.
What
did Glass-Steagall do? Glass-Steagall was a separation of commercial banking and investment banking by law. So it's a...
Okay, so here's the first problem. As our real-life example, we're going to use a separation of commercial banking and fucking investment banking, two sort of artificial, bizarre things created by the banking industry, which was created by the government.
Regulation that effectively said this: when you go to the bank and you put your money in the bank, you have an expectation that, okay, I'm giving it to this well-known institution, you know, whatever, JP Morgan Chase, you name it, and there's this understanding, there's this implicit agreement of, I'm going to put my money in this bank and it's safe there.
Oh, is that kind of like a social contract?
It's safe there. And
says who?
And the reason you assumed, hey, it's going to be safe, is because there were rules in place that said commercial banks cannot take your money and do casino capitalist bets with it that are really, really high-risk bets. And
okay, so you made an assumption based on your extensive knowledge of government regulations. And by extensive knowledge of government regulations, I mean you have no idea about any of this.
And anybody who's a gambler will tell you, if you make these high-risk bets long enough, of course they're going to explode and blow up, and you're going to lose all your fucking money. So they were doing puts and calls and all these insane financial tricks and derivatives bets and things of that nature with your money when you just go to your local bank and put your money in there.
Okay, now, step number one, don't put your money in a fucking bank. I know how terrible that fucking... But great one! You have to put your money in a bank. Well, there you go. I mean, if you can't figure out that, no, you don't have to put your money in a bank, I can't have sympathy for you.
Well, guess what? That's a recipe for an economic meltdown. So we had this regulation in place, this rule in place, where they said, no, if...
Okay. Well, all right, let me finish.
If you put your money in your local bank, they have to, by law, do safe investments with that. They can't do the really high...
Okay, who gets to define safe?
Risk casino capitalist investments, because that'll blow up.
See, I like this terminology, casino capitalist. See how that sounds so dangerous? Those are casino capitalists.
See, what happens, Dave, is that people, especially at these financial institutions, they always work for their short-term benefit. And
These people who work at these institutions, they work for their short-term benefit. Now, of course, I don't. I'm a secularist. I never work for my short-term benefit because I'm such a good person. But see, all of those people who work at the banks, you know, the banks that the government that I voted for bailed out. This is what I'm waiting to get to at the end of this example. I'm going to point out that whatever the fuck he's going to, okay, so the banks are going to do something terrible, and then the banks got what? They got bailed out by the government. This is why the regulations don't work. Okay, so you deregulated the banks, okay? And then the banks took all of this money that used to be safe and they spent it on fucking cowboy casino capitalism shit. Okay, and then everything fucking melted down. What happened? Were the banks allowed to go out of business so that all of the people who did these bad things would reap the rewards of their behavior? No, of course not. The government bailed the banks out and rewarded the bad behavior. If you want these mythological other people who are going to engage in this cowboy casino capitalism to stop doing this, you don't fucking put systems in place to bail them out whenever they fuck up. You get rid of the systems that bail them out when they fuck up. You let them fuck up. You let people stop giving them money. Then you let them starve to death.
A lot of money quickly, as opposed to doing safe investments and maybe making a little bit of money over an extended period of time. See, that's the thing. It's not that the guys on Wall Street are the smartest guys in the room. They're the greediest guys in the room. And the evidence of that is what happened with the subprime mortgage crisis. And
I don't know enough about this subprime mortgage crisis, but gee, was it caused exclusively by guys on Wall Street?
And the Great Recession. And he also floats recession later on in this clip, like, oh.
Okay, so just saying the words the Great Recession, that's not evidence.
Oh, well, can't we just privatize some of the regulations?
Yeah, can't we?
So here's a good example of something along those lines.
I mean, why can't they be done by a fucking nonprofit? You secularist faggots love nonprofits.
We had ratings agencies you've heard of the ratings agencies before. There's a few of them. And weird, it turned out that they were rating these subprime mortgage packages AAA. Now, how could that happen? How could that happen that they're rating these subprime mortgage packages AAA when it turns out they were utter dog shit and they led to a financial implosion? Well, you have a giant conflict of interest when the companies that hold those toxic subprime mortgage packages are paying the ratings agencies to give them the rating.
Yeah, you sure do. It's like the conflict of interest with regulatory capture. It's like the conflict of interest with people like Elon Musk getting shit tons of taxpayer money. It's like there's shit tons of conflicts of interest out there.
Wall Street firms paid ratings agencies. They just said whatever the Wall Street firms wanted them to say. So if you make it a private company, far from being a cure-all, it's the exact opposite.
Oh, but of course the federal government, nobody in the federal government ever gets any money in exchange for doing things or saying things or whatever. Notice once again, see, private companies are subject to influence because they could be bribed. But see, somehow the government is this magical entity. Now here's what's fascinating. Okay, so you've got this rating agency, whatever the fuck this is, okay? And the people, again, it's these other people. Now, of course, you as a secularist faggot, you can't possibly be bribed. You're so pure and pristine and I mean, like when you shit, you don't even have to wipe your ass. That's how pure you are. But these other people who work at the ratings agency, see, they can be bribed, and the fucking, the whoever, the bank gives them a bunch of money, and they say the bank is AAA, whatever the fuck this means. So these other people at the ratings agency, well, they're evil, and they're corrupt, and they're bribable. But now, see, the other people who work for the government, the ones who make regulations, enforce regulations, make the laws, you know, those people, well, none of them are corruptible. No, see, they're all perfect. They can't be bribed, right? They're perfect. The government should oversee all of this stuff because the government is beyond reproach. At least it is when Obama is the president. But my God, now that Donald Trump is the president, well, the government is controlled by the Russians. Speaking of Russians, hang on, let's go look at some more Russian girls. Let me just watch this. We're at 9 minutes in, just in case you're following along. Oh, dude, yeah, she's not bad. I don't get... Okay, that's... I guess that is that how you do the long jump? Yeah, yeah, she's got long dark hair. She's okay. Oh, who we got here? Not bad, not bad, not bad. We're doing long jumping. Oh, yeah, that was impressive. Oh, damn. 225. Nice. Oh, yeah. Dude, I wonder if Donald Trump can hook me up with any of these girls. I mean, he's got ties to Russia. Oh, dude. Ooh, 220. Blonde, long hair. Oh, yes, that's my speed right there. I want to take her home. My home or her home. I do not care. Sarah, dude, I gotta find out about immigrating to Russia. Son of a bitch. All right, let's get back to this. Oh, man, I'm in a good mood today.
It's the exact opposite. What happens is there's a giant conflict of interest, and they're all in on the game.
Then again, see, there's no conflict of interest with the government, at least not when there's a Democrat president. There's just no conflict of interest in government regulatory agencies. I mean, what kind of fucking fantasy world does this faggot live in? If you're going to sit here and just say, well, we can't have private regulation because of conflict of interest. I'm serious about it. I know I'm screaming faggot. Explain to me how conflict of interest doesn't exist for government agencies. Explain to me how just government regulations make conflict of interest so fucking impossible. This idea that government agencies are free of conflict of interest, this is what you fucking statist, you just cling to this shit. You just fucking cling to it like CNN clings to the Russia interference in the election. You have no fucking life outside of clinging to the purity of the government. Which is also interesting. So if the government in the United States built, as I want it to do, concentration camps and started exterminating people who vote Democrat, I mean, would you sit here and go that there's no conflict of interest? Would you be okay with this because it's government regulation? I hope you would. I would hope you would fucking march down there and just save the taxpayers, like me, because you're not a taxpayer. Save us the trouble of having to pay government agencies to come and round you up. I would like it if you would just go on down to the concentration camp and say, hey, I voted Democrat and I'm a Hillary supporter and I hate Donald Trump, and so I'm here because I know there's no conflict of interest here at your concentration camp where you kill people who vote Democrat. So I just wanted to show up and be part of the process and do my civic duty because I care about democracy. That'd be fantastic.
And they're all trying to make money in the short run and damn the long-term consequences because it's not going to...
Again, damn the long-term consequences. Oh, you mean like when you get elected president or you are in Congress or whatever and you vote for laws that don't even take effect until after you're out of office? You mean that kind of damning the consequences?
It's going to affect me. See, what they did with these subprime mortgage packages is they played hot potato. So they're... ranked AAA, even though that's bullshit. One company takes them in, and they go, oh, shit, these are actually, this is bullshit. And then they sell it off to another company, and then they sell it off to another company. On the books, everybody's making a tremendous amount of money, but really, these mortgages are going to implode because people are not going to be able to pay them. They're going to default on their loans very quickly as soon as the adjustable rate kicks in. So the only way to address that is through government regulation.
Here's another problem. How much of this bizarre-ass shit would exist without government regulation? I mean, without government regulation, without the taxation, without all of this stuff, would a house be so expensive that you have to borrow all this money to even buy one? I don't know. I'm just asking this question. I've seen calculations before on how much of the cost of a new house is directly tiable to government regulations, you know, and taxation and all this other shit. I don't remember any numbers offhand. I'm not saying them accurate or not, but you got to consider, without all of this bullshit, houses would be a lot cheaper. And of course, would banks even exist in the form they exist now if there were no government, no bizarre-ass regulations, no fiat currency? This all goes back to, well, the government's created these problems, and now we've got to have government regulation to solve the problems.
The only way to address GE polluting the water, because they saved money if they polluted the river, they saved money to dispose of the toxic waste in a legitimate way, costs a lot of fucking money, and they're not going to cut into their fucking profit margin willingly. They're not going to do that, because who cares? It's just a river. It's not going to affect me. It's going to affect whoever's down, you know, down there. The FDA. Take the FDA, for example. So there are far fewer instances of pharmaceutical drugs not working. Why? Because they are FDA regulated, and they have to go through extensive testing and verification. Now, on the flip side, there are countless examples of supplements. Like, you go to...
Okay, are we really invoking the pharmaceutical corporations that rape the living fuck out of people? Are we actually invoking this as an example of government regulations doing good? Because, oh, there's these supplements out there, and some people take some supplements and they don't work. Once again, guys, this is the part where people just have no personal responsibility. If you're going to put something into your body, do a little bit of fucking research about what it is. Or why do you need supplements? Why aren't you fucking eating healthy and exercising?
You go to Vitamin Shoppe, for example. A lot of the shit there, probably way more than half of the shit there, is just bullshit. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Right, but people are dumb enough to buy it anyway, because people are dumb. Because natural selection has been circumvented. Because we can't have a society where people learn to be responsible for themselves and to be accountable for their own safety and their own life and their own outcomes. And that's why we let these people vote.
Work in the sense that there's no evidence for the products in the first place, but on top of that, a lot of the times they have these capsules that are just filled with like soy powder, but they say a whole bunch of other stuff on the label. So how the fuck can they get away with selling a product that isn't even what it says on the label?
Because people are dumb. The same way Hillary Clinton got all those votes. People are dumb.
Because they're not FDA regulated. If they were FDA regulated, the FDA could look at it and say, oh, this is bullshit and you're selling snake oil, so now...
And anybody can look at it and say you're selling snake oil.
You have to sell the right thing or we're going to stop you from selling anything. That's the way that this stuff works. I mean, the idea that we have to make a case to, you know...
The idea that I have to make a case to support my opinions, oh, that's fucking oppressive.
Have a police officer on the beat, which is what this is, effectively, and the counter-argument is like, no, it'll all work itself out. What the fuck are you talking about? There was a scandal where because of a lack of regulation, people were selling rat meat and saying it was chicken. Well, what's the only way to fix that? To have government regulators go, oh shit.
See, the only way to fix people selling rat meat and calling it chicken is the government. That's the only way to fix that. Once again, guys, we've been down this road before. I keep saying that phrase once again. That reminds me, I'm working on something. I gotta get to work on this. I have this idea for something really funny and fun. I just have to fucking implement it along with all my other ideas. The only possible solution is government. The complete lack of imagination held by the statist. See, once again, look, as you statist, just because you can't figure out who would build the roads doesn't mean nobody else can figure out who would build the roads, right? Just because you can't figure out any way to stop people from selling rat meat as chicken, that doesn't mean that out of the 7 billion people on the planet Earth, somebody else can't figure out a way to do that. This whole thing, well, I can't figure out how this would happen without the government. Therefore, it cannot happen without the government. Okay, your lack of intelligence, your lack of imagination, your lack of creativity does not need to be foisted upon the rest of us as if we are fucking mentally incompetent, retarded children the way you are. Remember, the only reason this secular faggot is even alive is because natural selection has been circumvented. In Ancapodice, this is not a problem. Because everybody would be much smarter.